Stanford, what is a metaphor?
What are you talking about, Bottomley?
Mr. Bottomley, to you, mug.
I'm sorry. I?
What is a metaphor?
Oh, pipe down.
Well, you'll have to know when Percy gets here.
Why?
Why? Well, he's only been talking about metaphors and similes for the last 4 lessons, that's all.
Yeah, but he's finished with them.
That'll break my heart.
Well, anyhow, what is a metaphor?
It's, well, huh?
You don't know what it is yourself.
Of course I do.
Well, what is it?
A metaphor? Well, it's one of those, you know, listen, Mug, I'm not here to tell you everything.
No, because you don't know.
I'll rant.
And don't call me Mug either.
Yeah, I will if I want to.
All right, you wait, Bottomley.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Wait, what for?
For calling me a Mug.
You're only the biggest Mug I've ever met, that's all.
I'll pipe down.
You're going the right way to get dong.
Oh, is it?
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
And so are you, Bottomley.
Ah, so you want to fight, do you?
Yeah. Now, listen, what is this?
Well, it's Dr. Pym.
Oh, it's you, sir.
Me? Of course it's me, and you haven't taken the slightest notice of me. Not the slightest notice.
We didn't know you were here, sir.
Didn't know I was here? You answered me when I said good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, listen, stop that. Didn't know I was here. What rubbish. Do I look like the Invisible Man?
Well, you're a bit fat in the face.
Yes, but side view.
Show us.
There.
Well, I can't see a...
Now, listen, I... Ow! Oh, and that might remind you not to be quite so cheeky this lesson, Bottomley.
The Invisible Man was a picture, sir.
All right, I know that without you telling me, but I was just trying to impress on you that the Invisible Man is the only person who could have walked in here without being seen. But I walked in and you should have seen me.
Why, sir?
I looked something terrible. Why? Because I'm not the Invisible Man, that's why.
Well, I never noticed you, sir.
No, that was obvious.
No, and I didn't either.
No, well, you wouldn't want to.
Ah.
It's absolutely disgraceful the way you boys take no notice of me.
Yeah, well, sir, we can't help it if we don't see
you. Listen, I didn't ask both of you to commence talking. What a lovely start we're having to the lesson today. Perhaps you boys would like me to go out and come in again.
Just go out will do.
All right, I'll do that.
Well.
And I won't come back. Yes, I will. I mean, Bottomley. So you're at it again already, are you? Well, you'll probably get sick of this before I do. I'll keep giving you the cane all day if necessary. I'm just about fed to the teeth with you, Bottomley.
Yeah.
It's just the same with you every day.
Yeah.
You've got absolutely no manners at all.
Yeah, but Strike, you're always picking on me.
Ooh, I hear you.
Picking on you? And don't you think you deserve it?
Remember me?
Every time you open your mouth, you decide to be rude.
No, I don't.
Ooh,
and I say you do. Don't. So don't argue about it.
Hello.
As far as I'm concerned, you're in disgrace.
Well, I don't reckon that's fair.
Good morning, teacher.
Oh, don't. You don't think it's fair.
No, sir.
You won't take any notice.
Have you ever thought of being fair to me, Bottomley?
Ta-da.
Well, good. Go on, Bottomley. Have you?
See you tomorrow.
How do you mean, go on?
You know as well as I do. Go on.
Like Green Bottle, sir.
Yes, like Green Bottle. What? Look, you keep out of this, Stanford, like Green Bottle. What are you talking about?
Go, like he did just went out the door then.
Oh, I see. Like who went out of the door?
Green Bottle.
Green Bottle?
Yes, sir.
When?
Just then.
What?
He's gone home, sir.
Home?
Well, yes, Strike, sir, I'm going out.
Home? Get him back. Get him back immediately.
Sure, I'll get him.
Now, not you, Bottomley. There's Stanford.
Yes, sir. That's him.
And hurry.
Stanford.
Oh, rats. Rubbish.
Of course I could have.
Well, look, it doesn't matter how quickly you could have caught him. You don't deserve to be let out of the classroom.
Oh, Strike, sir. There you are, picking on me again.
I'm not picking on you, Bottomley.
But what about being locked up like this?
Locked up? You're not locked up.
Oh, I can go out.
Of course you can.
Oh, well, I'll just go and join the boys.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow, sir.
Yeah, so certainly. And now we might be able to get a little work done for a change. Where were we? Oh, yeah. Now, look at the blackboard, everybody. Well, go on. Where is everybody? They're gone. Boys, where are you? Where are you? Oh, pupils, where are you? Oh, so they've all walked out on me, have they? Well, I'll soon, very soon, catch them up. There's going to be trouble here. There's going to be trouble over here.
Hey, Green Bottle, Greeny.
Yeah,
hey?
Hey, Green Bottle,
you've
got
to come back. Yeah,
come back?
Yeah. Percy made me chase you.
You've got
to come back.
Yeah, but he didn't take any notice of me while I was there.
Well, I can't help that. But he said I had to come and tell you to come back.
Let go!
Here he is.
Oh, that's Bottomley.
Where?
Look, he's just coming down the road.
Square, boy, square.
Yeah, hey? He said we got a square.
No, we have to go back.
Yes, well, my feelings were hurt.
Hey, we better square.
What are you doing out, Bottomley?
Percy said I could go.
Yeah, hey?
What's the matter with him?
Oh, I don't know, but he's bound to wake up before long.
Hey, you boys there.
Here he is now. Scram!
No,
scram.
It's not.
Yes, so it is.
Hey, just a minute, you boys. I want to see you.
We never did nothing.
Yes, we never had anything to do with it,
you
mister.
You can't blame us.
For what?
Well, I'll be the monk for what?
Yes.
Now, there's no need to get cheeky, little boy.
Where do you get the little boy business?
I shut up, Bottomley.
Rats.
Allison, son, do you know who I am?
Huh?
I say, do you know who I am?
No, but if you can remember where you live, we'll take you home.
Yes.
Now, that's enough of that. I'm just likely to run you in.
He's a policeman.
You're right. I'm a policeman, and I'm not lost.
Policeman.
Yes.
Yes, what?
You say hello to the policeman.
There you go, you bloke.
Now, you boys seem to be about as bad as the man I'm looking for.
How do you mean, mister?
What are you looking for?
An escaped lunatic.
Whoa, I am not.
No, but you're going to have a bit of trouble proving it.
I'll never be locked up in the yard.
Now, calm yourselves. I'm not accusing any of you. All I want to know is if you've seen him.
Seen him?
Yes. How long have you boys been here?
Only a little while, mister.
Well, have you seen any man at all?
No, I haven't.
Has anybody spoken to you?
No, not a soul.
Oh, well, then he couldn't have come this way.
Why not, mister?
Well, even if he'd seen you boys, he'd have spoken to you.
But he doesn't know us.
No, I know he doesn't. That's just the point. That's why they have to keep him locked up. He annoys people. Thinks he knows everybody.
What's he look like, mister?
Well, all I know, he's about 5'11" and fairly stout. He just sent me out from the station. Still, you won't need his description because he simply comes up and talks to you.
Oh, whack, how any good?
What do you mean?
Nothing.
You have seen this fella.
Oh, well, I'm not sure, but I reckon he's bound to come along here before long.
Oh, and what makes you think that?
Well, I can't explain it. It's just one of those things you can feel, you know, but can't understand.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Do you feel it too?
Yes. Now, isn't that a conference?
Coincidence.
Yes, that's what I said.
What are you blokes talking about?
Pipe down, Jackson.
Yeah,
Mister, these two blokes are called Jackson and Elliot.
Oh, we are. We are looking to see you, mister.
Sure, this madman might have caught us.
Aye?
Look, mister, here comes a joker now. This might be him.
Where?
Coming up here, see?
That's probably him.
You know this man?
Never seen him before in my life.
Oh, well, if he tries to talk to you, we've got him.
Yeah, but...
Pipe down, Stanford. Stanley Jackson, pipe down.
Look, come back here, you boys. Come back here.
He's calling to you.
Yeah.
Well, now, there's no need to be frightened. If he gets violent, I know how to deal with him.
And what on earth do you mean by rushing out of the classroom the way you did?
Yes, sir.
I looked all over the school ground for you, and now I find you down on the street.
Shall we humor him, mister?
Yes, I'm with you, boys. I'm with you.
I beg your pardon?
I was just telling the boys I was with them.
How are you? Well, you'd better go away.
No, not so fast, my friend. Not so fast.
Now, what? Look, who is this man, Bottomley?
And who are you talking to?
Well, I'm certainly not talking to you. I'm talking to this boy here, Bottomley.
Is your name Bottomley?
Who?
Bottomley.
Never heard of him.
Listen, just a minute. Are you boys playing some sort of a game?
Oh, you know these boys, do you?
Know them? Of course I know them. Every one of them.
Oh, I see.
Oh, do you? Well, I wish you'd run away somewhere and mind your own business.
Now. Take it easy.
Listen. Are you boys prepared to come back with me or aren't you?
Now, don't worry, boys. Don't worry.
I beg your pardon. Greenbottle and Stanford will come back to the classroom. If Bottomley wants to get himself into trouble, let him.
What names were they?
Could I trouble you to mind your own business? I happen to be talking to two of my pupils, Greenbottle and Stanford.
Oh, I see.
You don't appear to see anything of the sort.
Well, would you be surprised to know that this boy's name is Jackson and this one is Elliot?
Jackson? Elliot? Yes, I would be very surprised. I know these boys as well as I know myself. That's Greenbottle and that's Stanford.
Yeah,
what's he talking about, mister?
Listen, will you boys stop pretending that you don't know me?
Now, take it easy.
Look, I don't know what this is all about, but there's going to be serious trouble when I find out who's the cause of it.
Sure.
Bottomley, I'm giving you your last chance to come back to the classroom.
Guess what classroom are you referring to?
Is your name Bottomley?
Well, if it's going to make you feel any better, yes, it is.
But make me feel any better? Look, what are you talking about? I asked you a sensible question, and I'm entitled to a sensible answer. Is your name Bottomley?
Sure it is. Sure.
Is it?
Yes, sure it is. Sure.
Listen, you keep out of this,
Elliot.
Elliot, it's got nothing to do with you. No, his name's not Elliot.
No, no, that's Greenforth, or whatever you called him.
Greenbottle.
Sure, that's Greenbottle.
Well, I know that better than you do, Mr. Bottomley, or whatever your name is. I suppose you're going to try and tell me that you're the father of this boy here.
How could he be my father when my name's Ben Gillingimple?
What?
I come from a long line of Ben Gillingimples.
Oh, do you, Bottomley? Well, you wait till I get you back in the classroom, my boy. I'll give you Ben Gillingimples.
Now, not so fast. Not so fast.
And if you don't get away from here and let these boys come back to school, I'm going to call the police.
Oh, are you?
What do you think this joker is? A lion tamer.
Bottomley!
Now, hold on, everything. Hold everything. Now, just before I take you along, I want to get these boys' names as witnesses.
Witnesses? What on earth for?
Everything's going to be all right. Now, just take it easy.
Yes, I'll...
What did you say your name was?
Ben Gillingimple.
Ben Gillingimple. How do you spell that?
F-E,
How do you spell it?
Spell it?
Yes, I want to write it down in my book.
Yes, go on, Bottomley, and spell it and see how you get on.
Hey, mister, can't you make him stop calling me Bottomley?
Sure, sonny, sure. Don't take any notice of him.
How long is this ridiculous nonsense going to continue? If you wanted to play some sort of a little game, don't you think it's about time you finished it by now?
How will you just let me get these boys' names?
Yeah. No, I will not. I've given you their names, and if you don't believe me, you can come back and look in the school roll book.
Oh, so you got a school.
Of course I've got a school.
A fish.
I've got a school of whiting.
They do tricks.
Exactly, tricks. Like Vex... No! Look, Bottomley, will you stop behaving like a lunatic? You're going the right way to get a good box in the ears.
Gee, Mr. Reese, worse than I thought.
Don't worry, boys, I'm with you.
You won't be for long. You'll be behind bars, that's where you'll be.
I know all about that, my friend. Now, just leave that to me.
He's getting dangerous.
You're quite right, Bottomley, I am. I just about had enough of this.
Haven't you got a straitjacket, mister?
No, but I can handle him.
Yes, well, look out.
Look, you boys will regret this. You'll pay for it. Don't you worry.
I'd better take him away.
Yes, right, that's what I reckon.
Yes, but give me your names first. Now, Fenner Gillingimple, you haven't told me how to spell that yet.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, what a pity Bottomley didn't pick a name like Smith.
Ah, shut up, Greenbottle. Jackson. Elliot.
There you are. Did you hear that?
Wait a minute.
Yes, well,
these boys have been obviously lost.
Now, just let me get this sorted out.
You've been made the victim of one of their alleged jokes.
Yes, yes.
You ought to take the whole lot of them to the police station.
So I figure, sir. I never did it.
There's no need to be frightened, Jackson. The policeman will look after us.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, we're still sweet.
No, you're not. You'll all get put in jail for this, particularly you, Stanford.
It wasn't my fault.
There, can't you see that boy's name is Stanford?
No, not so fast.
These boys are just pretending that they don't know me. And the whole thing was probably started by Greenbottle.
Oh, if I start, Bottomley thought of it first.
I thought so.
Why, don't be a fool.
So you do know this man, do you?
Of course they do.
I ought to run you boys in.
Bigger, mister, I'll get into a row.
And so you should.
Yes, well, I think I'll just shake a ball.
Will you?
Yeah, I'll have to be getting along, too.
That's only what you think.
I ought to run you boys in.
Here's the bell, sir.
Well, there you see. You've wasted the whole of the lesson.
Yeah, but it's been a good morning.
A good morning?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.
Well, that's grand. See you
tomorrow. Now, come back here. Come back.
I ought to run those boys in.
Shut up.
Sure. Hey, just a minute.